Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. We have been talking about Jenny Lam all week because everyone is wondering how this year's school year is going to look. So welcome to the show, Jenny Lam, Mayor Breed's Educational Policy Advisor. You're also San Francisco Unified School District's Board of Education Commissioner. It's a big job to have right at this moment, Jenny.
Thank you for having me this morning, Sarah and Vinny. I have to fangirl for just a moment that I've been a longtime listener, born and raised in the Bay Area. So I've been a listener since year one. So it is amazing to be on the show with you all.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. I love a little fangirling.
Nice to hear. Yeah.
So you get appointed after Mayor Breed becomes mayor, and you... And doesn't it seem like, wow, what a nice job this will be? And then suddenly the pandemic comes. Like, walk us through that sort of month when all of a sudden everything shut down.
So I'm in my second year of serving on the school board. I was appointed, as you mentioned, by Mayor Breed. Then I was elected by the people in San Francisco to serve this year. And that's absolutely right. You know, we're going about our business, governing our school district, and then the pandemic hits. And I was in the room, actually, the day that we had heard one of our parents had potentially tested positive for COVID. And to sit in the room with our superintendent, with our staff, and our public health officials, and knowing when we had to make the decision of what is in the best interest and health and safety for our students, their families, our staff, I knew that we were going to be entering uncharted territory, not just for the fact of the pandemic, but what teaching and learning was going to mean for our students in not just the short term, but potentially depending upon how the pandemic was going to roll out, what that would mean in the coming year. And here we are now.
Right. I would think that would be one of the hard parts, is not necessarily taking this seriously, but understanding just how deep the problem was going to become. I mean, at first, it would have been easy to say, oh, come on. Like, we've never been through this. We've never seen anything like this. So did it take a while for that cold splash of water to really sink in? Or were you guys very quickly able to understand this is real, this is happening, and we're on?
Well, again, we have amazing public health officials. We have a mayor that is so grounded in strong leadership, making the decisions that are going to be what's best for our city and for our residents. And so we quickly had to adapt because, again, we needed to be responsive, and that we needed to ensure that our students and our staff and families were going to be safe.
Right.
And so what does this year look like? We're talking with you, so we're talking about San Francisco schools specifically, but what about a family who has three kids, different age groups, and not all that much access to technology? How is that going to look in their household?
Well, just as Vinny asked about, when we quickly had to adapt, we set up food distribution sites. Within the first 10 days, we were distributing tens of thousands of meals to families and students. We've distributed over 13,000 Chromebooks and thousands of Wi-Fi hotspots, because we know that in order for students to learn at home, they're going to need the technology. Not everyone has that available. So we are going to continue distributing devices now. We're expanding it to include even for the littles from pre-kindergarten to second grade. In the spring, it was the focus for through 12. And that is, you know, again, the planning has not stopped because we have to plan on three continuous tracks. One is distance learning. We know in the spring was really crisis teaching and learning. And so we have to plan out.
A lot of teachers, or I should say a lot of school districts, admittedly said we were way underprepared for something like this to happen, which, why would you be prepared for it? It's never
Nothing
happened.
Like that's ever happened.
And that's where the professional development, we know our educators need the support too, because their craft, you know, in a very short amount of time is changing. And so that's where the supports for our educators, supports for our families, especially for our students. Like, how are we going to support them, right? And the parents. And I know that you all have been talking about, you know, how critical, and parents and families are struggling right now. Mm-hmm. And those supports are going to need to come from our school district, from our schools, and from our staff.
Well, one of the reasons that I wanted to have you on was because I do think that behind the scenes, you guys have been working nonstop, but we don't necessarily see that. And I thought it would be important for you to express to people and maybe even help people feel better about the fact that you have worked so hard and you are ready for this fall semester, or however you want to. I don't know if you guys are planning beyond the initial get back
just
the fall season, but I thought it would be important for you guys to express that. It might help make us all feel a little better.
Yes. Yeah, so just this Tuesday night after a six hour plus board meeting, we approved the fall learning plan. And again, that really is focused on three tracks. First is that distance learning. So when the academic year starts on August 17th, you know, what can our students and our educators expect? The second is around a gradual hybrid return when it is safe to do so, and really the phasing in, particularly for our younger students, like I mentioned, for pre-kindergarten through second grade right now is a focus. Of course, our children who are in special education, who need that human interaction as well, and that regular consistent, interaction with educators. And then again, low engagement of students that we know from the spring, from the data, but we're able to capture that they didn't log in as consistently, that we know we will need them in order for full engaged learning in the fall. And so in the coming weeks, months, it is distance learning. But we are working, like I mentioned, simultaneously. So when it is safe and we're ready to do so by our public health officials that are set by, you know, Governor Newsom, that we will have that gradual return. And then ultimately, what does a recovery look like for COVID? I'm sure all of us are really thinking, what does COVID, post-COVID living look like?
Right. We're talking with Jenny Lamb, San Francisco Unified School District Board of Education Commissioner. Is there a specific spot that people can go to get more information about what you guys are planning and what they can look forward to this school year?
Yeah, absolutely. So the SF Unified School District website is the number one information spot. We also have a family link support line, which is really instrumental since the spring we launched out, that it's a phone number that families can call. Like, I need help. You can, you know, ask for help from anything from, I need to learn how to log on to my device for my child, to my child is really expressing emotional challenges. How can I get help?
Well, Jenny, thank you so much for being on today. It is great to meet you. And good luck. I know that you're up for re-election this fall as well, right? You better get this right.
Absolutely. And I am, again, honored to be able to be in this position. We're going to need that strong, stable leadership to make sure to steer us through this pandemic. And again, visit sfusd.edu and Jenny Lamb, L-A-M .org.
Thank you so much, Jenny. Great job.
Thank you.
I'm sure she's looking forward to a vacation, right? I mean,
yes,
everyone is grinding heading into summer, and finally you're off. And except this year, no, you're not off. You're going to figure out how to deal for the rest for all of the school. Oh God, what a job.
You know what though? I like to hear that someone smart and in charge is, you know what I mean? That they're, call this number. You have any problem from turning on your computer to, you know, whatever it might be, that there's a place for parents to turn. Cause this is a crazy time.
Jenny was better than I'd hoped. I actually was hoping that someone in that position would be able to express that they're working hard and they're working on her behalf and that kids can, you know, is it the best situation? Not even close, but it's not one that we, any of us asked for, but we're to see everyone working hard and fixing it is, or
smart
working with it.
Working on it. Yeah.
Amazing. So thank you, Jenny. All right, I'm going to begin your... Oh, wait, did I... I didn't. This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. There's a time to talk about being there for your community, but in times like this, actions speak louder than words. They've been proactively working with Bay Area families and business owners on custom debt relief programs to keep people in their homes and keep local businesses in business. That's Fremont Bank, everyone. Last night, the Giants won. It was an amazing game that I turned off too soon because we were losing... And then the Giants came back, and a name you're probably familiar with, Yastrzemski.
Oh, yes.
I believe he's a very, was it his son or his grandpa? I'm not sure, but either way, Mike Yastrzemski.
A relative, right.
Had a walk-off homer to win the game last night in the ninth inning, and that was his second home run of the game. So,
Woo.
Go Giants. They won, and they play again tonight at 6:45. The A's lost in Colorado. They're off today. And the NBA begins today, everyone, on TNT.
Oh,
Utah, they say, at New Orleans, except everyone's in Orlando. So what?
Yep.
Anyway, Utah, New Orleans, and Lakers-Clippers, which is actually a really good game. Those are two of the best players in the league play for each of those teams. So Kawhi Leonard and LeBron James on your TV tonight. It looks like it's 6 o'clock, but we'll see if that runs on time or not. Okay, there's that. Sports, they're back.
I'm happy. Yeah, I'm glad for you. I know you and many people are.
Yeah, it's not just
missing
me.
Sports.
A lot of people want real time sporting events, not the replays from 2012 or 2007 or whatever.
I already know how this one
showing.
Came out.
Right.
Yep.
Okay. So maskne has come up quite a bit as we've all been wearing masked faces to stay safe as we head out to the grocery store or whatever. So I thought this was a valuable story. If you've had issues with maskne, it's a term people are using for mask-related acne. So here are some of the ways you can combat that. First of all, wash your face more. The main goal is to make sure oil and dirt don't build up. So washing your face is a big one. Of course, you probably need to have the right soap because washing your face all the time, just like you're washing your hands all the time, can lead to different issues.
Yep. Dry
like
right
cracks
out.
And bleeding.
Yes. You don't want that.
Right. Wear less makeup, they say. Instead of foundation, try tinted moisturizers that aren't as heavy, that won't clog your pores, or just wear no makeup on the lower half of your face. No one can see you anyway, so what's the point? I think it's been interesting watching people, everybody but Jane, wear their casual clothes every single day. It's been a trip. Like, no one's dressed. I've been weirded out by my neighbor across the street who keeps putting on pants. Like, what are you doing? Why are you always in pants? He works,
some
and I think that's
like
why.
Is he actually leaving the home to work?
I think he's going to work. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, that was the point I was trying to make when I brought it up. I'm like, these people in pants, what are they doing?
Go.
I think he's working is what I think he's doing. But, you know.
He has a reason to put pants on. He's not just doing it because he loves pants so much.
Right. And they say, lastly here, wash your mask more often, which is one that we haven't thought of. There's the disposable kind, obviously, but if you've been getting one of these lovely homemade masks from, say, Slappy.com.
Sure.
Are they there? Is that where they
They're
are?
They're not. I don't sell them.
Anyway, if you've been getting these masks that many people are
making. Lots of people are making them.
You got to wash them. So
and you
got to
wash them a lot,
hand,
like not, right. Yeah, I really do think that if you've worn that thing more than an hour, it needs to be washed. Like it's, a lot of people are wearing them day after day and you can tell because they're disgusting. And especially if you wear makeup, now you've got days worth of makeup. No wonder you got maskne. Come on, people, wash those masks. Air that face out. Leave it. A little light moisturizer. Come on. Whew.
Let me get to a couple texts here. Our text number is 800-400-3697. I should also say thanks again to Jenny. She was excellent. And that was
Jenny Lamb, everybody.
Again, beyond my hope, my best hopes for how that would go. She sounded great. Thanks, Bryn.
Oh, my
pleasure. With the technology and making it all work.
I
know,
my dongle
amazing.
Use seems to have been effective.
Your dongle use.
Oh, you have a, everyone knows you have a very effective dongle, Vin. We're well aware of that. The intentional dongle use has been, you know, it's
a good
just...
job with the dongle. You're handling of the dongle too, Sarah. You did a great job.
Oh, thank you.
On the entire
look,
show.
I don't. Yeah, you know, I don't actually use a dongle. I use one of those little tiny splitters. You know, I can't claim a full fledged dongle.
Oh,
unlike Mr. Crackhorn over there. Expert.
Thank you. 415 says, Vinny, scratch the rich part of Johnny Depp. He lost $650 million. He is no longer rich. He's not in the poorhouse, but he is no longer rich.
Well, he has grossly mismanaged his funds. There's no question about that.
It does seem like an issue very similar to Nicolas Cage, but these are also people who can regenerate money very quickly. And that's one of the reasons why they were spending it the way they were, because it was coming in faster than they could. Well, for a while, then they could spend
rolling.
It. They've since, right. You know, outpaced the earning. But it sounds like Johnny's having, you know, he's having other issues as well.
Yes, he is.
So
what did he say that he's like drinking $15,000 bottles of wine? Like, mm-hmm. And he's already
daily.
Wasted. Yeah. Yes. Several of them a day. Like that is, you got to have some serious pocket depth. Which he does, right. Did, you know, didn't he sue his management for losing a bunch of money on him too?
He tried to blame it on them and then they sued him back saying, no, dude, we tried to tell you to stop spending.
Yeah.
Many times.
Yes.
So I don't know where that
ends. Overspender.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
My significant other and I are on opposite ends of the political spectrum. We definitely talk about it a lot, and we definitely debate, but we also definitely have enough respect for one another to step back and realize we appreciate one another no matter our differences. Sometimes it's frustrating, but it's really nice to be able to talk real politics with somebody who's not going to lose their bleep on you. He challenges me daily and reminds me why I believe and think the way I do. Yeah, I think that's...
Well, that sounds healthy. The problem is what we're all experiencing here is about the least healthy thing I've ever in my life. It's unbelievable, the level of rancor.
Right. You just nailed it. You can't call what they have normal. You can call it healthy, but it's not normal because what's normal right now is the hostility and the name calling and the lack of respect for other people having different opinions. You're right.
Right.
Not normal, but healthy. Good for you guys.
Yeah.
All right. I'm out of time. What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
We'll do some music news right after this.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.